Announcing the great Gildersleeve, usually heard at this time, the Armed Forces Radio Service invites all you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen of the United Nations to meet Corliss Archer. Morning, and we find Corliss and her mother being served their breakfast by Louise. Mr. Archer has not come down yet.
Mom, may I be excused, please?
As soon as you finished your breakfast, Corliss.
Well, this is practically almost my last mouthful, Mom. I've simply got to telephone Mildred.
Well, can't it wait till you've swallowed, Corliss?
Oh, but, Mom, don't forget she's coming over to spend the weekend with me, and there's a million things I've simply got to tell her before she comes.
Oh, dear, I'd forgotten.
Forgotten? Mom, how could you? I mean, darling, Mrs. Ames was over here yesterday and told you they were going to be away for the weekend, and you said it was all right for Mildred to come.
Yes, yes, Corliss, don't worry. I didn't really forget. I'm just hoping your father won't offer any objections.
But Daddy wouldn't mind, Mom. He's very fond of Mildred. Why would Daddy mind?
Well, darling, he seems to have gotten out of bed on the wrong side this morning.
Oh, golly, did he really?
I'm afraid so.
Is he in a really filthy temper, Mom?
Well, you know how he is when something's gone wrong.
You know, Mom, when I came downstairs, I thought I heard him banging drawers open and shut, and I'm almost sure I heard him swearing.
Well, that must have been just after I came down. I left him searching high and low for his tie.
Well, is that why he's mad, Mom? Because he can't find it?
No, dear. He's worried about something else. Some witness he needs in a case he's trying. He hasn't been able to serve him with a subpoena.
Oh, golly, is that serious?
Well, it evidently must be. He's been growling about it ever since he got up.
Mrs. Archer, those eggs and Mr. Archer's are going to be stone cold. Isn't he ever coming down?
Oh, dear Louise, I don't know what's keeping the man.
Well, I can hear him up there banging away.
Call, let's go upstairs and see what's delaying your father.
Okay, Mom. And if he really is in a filthy mood, I'll try and smooch him out of it.
Who is it?
It's me, Daddy. May I come in?
It's about time somebody came.
Hello, Daddy. Good morning.
What's good about it?
Is anything wrong, Daddy?
Yes, I've been looking for the last 3 hours for my brown tie with the little thingamajig in it. There's a conspiracy in this house. The moment my back's turned, people hide things from me.
Now, just relax, Daddy. I'll help you find it. Oh, there, Angel. Is that the one you mean?
In the first place, that is not a brown tie. And in the second place, it does not have little thingamajigs.
Oh, I think this is a beautiful tie, Daddy.
I am not prepared to discuss with you the relative beauty of ties. You know the tie to which I am referring?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, then go find it for me and don't talk so much.
I honestly don't think brown is your color, Daddy. This green one here is simply divine, and I think you should wear it.
If I wanted to wear green, I would say so.
Daddy, I'm afraid it isn't any use looking anyplace else.
Well, it must be here someplace. I wore it only a couple of weeks ago.
I know, Daddy. And you got a spot on it, didn't you?
Possibly I did.
No, Daddy, not possibly. You did, I know, because, well, I tried to get the spot out.
Well, that's splendid. Where is it?
Well, Daddy, I'm awfully sorry, but we had a kind of sort of an accident.
We? Who's we?
Well, I was down in the kitchen sort of working on your tie, Daddy, when Mildred's little brother Raymond came along.
Go on.
Well, Raymond saw me cleaning your tie, and he offered to give us a free demonstration of some cleaning fluid that he was trying to sell Louise.
Well, go on.
Well, Daddy, Raymond claims that the demonstration was a great success because it did take out the spot, but...
Yes?
But afterwards, Daddy, something terrible seemed to happen because your whole tie sort of fell to pieces.
And why was I not told of this at the time?
Well, Angel, you've got millions of ties, and we hoped you wouldn't notice it was missing.
Oh, that was one of my favorite ties.
That's exactly what I told Raymond, Daddy. And I told the little stinker never to show his face here again on account of I said you'd absolutely kill him.
It would be a pleasure. It's a mystery to me how such nice people as the Eameses acquired such a repulsive little horror as Raymond.
It is amazing, isn't it, Daddy? I mean, Mildred's such a nice girl, and his parents are swell, too. Shall I tell Mom you're nearly ready, Daddy?
Yes, I'll be down in a moment.
It's okay, Mom. Everything's under control.
Well, what on earth was the delay?
He was looking for the tie, Mom. The one we had the ghastly accident with.
Oh, was he very angry?
Not with me, Mom. Only with Raymond.
Good morning.
Harry, dear. Please come and sit down. Your breakfast's going to be all cold.
What do you mean, going to be? It is. It's like ice.
No, never mind, dear. I'll have Louise make you some fresh eggs. Call if you
want. Oh, never mind. Forget it. That's the least of my worries.
Here, Daddy. Here's your coffee. And it's still practically almost hot. Doesn't Daddy look nice this morning?
Yes, He always looks nice.
Now, never mind the soft soap. Did Jackson telephone?
No, dear. No one called.
Janet, are you sure he didn't call?
Yes, dear. Quite sure.
Who's Jackson, Daddy?
Jackson is a half-witted man I employ to serve subpoenas.
Oh.
This is a very important case, and if I can't serve this witness, I'm sunk.
Well, Daddy, why can't Mr. Jackson serve this witness?
Goodness knows. He claims the man's locked himself in his house.
Well, couldn't he just shove the subpoena under the door?
No, Corliss, he could not. It has to be served personally.
Well, why, Daddy?
Because that's the law. Don't ask a lot of silly questions.
Good morning, Mr. Archer. Do you want some fresh toast?
No, thanks, Louise. I'm in no mood for toast.
I'll come and plan the meals with you in a moment, Louise.
Yes, ma'am.
Shall I phone him, Mom?
Just a minute. What's this about Mildred spending the weekend?
Yes, dear. The Ames are going to be away for a few days, and they asked if we would take Mildred, and I said naturally.
You don't mind, do you, Daddy? Mildred's so nice, and she's so fond of you.
A moment. Does this invitation include her unspeakable little brother, Raymond?
Oh, no, Daddy, naturally not. I mean, golly, even the Ames know how everybody feels about Raymond, and so they wished him on the Campbells on account of Billy Campbell's only 12, too, and they're more or less used to it.
Oh, well, in that case, I have no objections.
Harry, dear, why do you always pick on Raymond? He's really a very nice little boy.
I do not pick on him. He picks on me.
Harry, how can you say such a thing?
I can say it from the bottom of a bitter heart.
Well, Raymond's awfully efficient, Daddy. He's a Boy Scout and a troop leader, first class.
Yeah, he's a first-class pain in the neck.
Call us, go and see who that is.
Okay, Mom.
Who in the world could that be so early in the morning?
Oh, probably one of the children.
Harry,
dear, you haven't eaten any breakfast.
So what? If I can't serve this subpoena, I'll lose the case and we'll all starve, so I may as well get used to it.
Oh, Mom, here's Mildred.
Oh, hello, Mildred. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Archer. Hello, Mr. Archer.
Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, golly, I'm out of breath. I ran all the way.
Have your parents left yet, Mildred?
No, Mrs. Archer, but they're just leaving, and Mother sent me down with a message. I'm afraid something pretty ghastly has happened, Mrs. Archer.
Well, golly, Mildred, what's wrong?
It's about Raymond.
Oh, has something happened to Raymond?
Nothing trivial, I hope.
No, nothing's happened to him. But you see, he was to go to the Campbells, only this morning Mrs. Campbell phoned to say Billy Campbell's got the flu, so they can't take him.
Oh, dear.
So, well, Mother said she simply hated to inflict him on you, Mrs. Archer. But would you perhaps let him spend the weekend, too? On account of if you don't, she doesn't know where to park.
Oh, no.
Oh, golly, Mildred, that's horrible.
Couldn't your father and mother take Raymond with them wherever they're going?
Well, that's the first thing I said, Mr. Archer. But Daddy hit the ceiling. He said he'd rather not go away for the weekend if Raymond had to come along.
So they're wishing him on us. And that's the child's own father.
Oh, I know, Mr. Archer. I realize how absolutely foul it is for you. But just think of me. I have him all my life. What do I tell Mother, Mrs. Archer? She's waiting to know.
Tell her we'll be very glad to have him, Mildred.
Why perjure ourselves? Just say we'll have him, period.
I think he'll be all right, Mrs. Archer, really. Daddy just had a long talk with him and said that if he made a pest of himself, he'd knock his block off.
Yeah, if I haven't done so first. Well, Janet, I've got to get down to the office. I'll leave you to receive our guest.
Tournament or something now that Dexter's coming over.
Oh. Dexter plays a lousy game of ping pong.
Oh, shut up, Raymond. Nobody asked your opinion.
He still plays a lousy game.
Hi, boss.
Hello, Mildred.
Hi, hello, Dexter.
Jesus, all day. I was just wondering if you'd like to go. Hey, what's Raymond doing here?
I'm spending the weekend, if you really must know.
Is he kidding?
No, it's a fact.
Holy cow, you must all be out of your mind.
My dear boy, don't think for a moment that he was wanted. We just couldn't help ourselves, that's all.
Boy, am I sorry for you, Corliss.
Well, it was sort of like an act of God, kind of. He was supposed to go to the Campbells, but Billy Campbell got the flu.
The girls were just talking about a ping-pong tournament, Dexter.
You wait till you're spoken to, Raymond Ames. Nobody included you.
That's all right. I don't care for ping-pong much. I think it's dumb. Besides, I can beat all three of you with one hand tied behind my back.
Look, Raymond, get yourself a book or a magazine or something and go over in a corner and keep out of our hair, will you?
Okay.
We're giving you room and board over the weekend, yes. But please try to realize, Raymond, that you're definitely persona non grata.
Come again?
Persona non grata.
What's that?
That's a legal Latin phrase, Raymond, meaning you're a little stinker and you're to shut up.
I think Latin's dumb.
I shudder to think what Daddy'll do tonight.
Didn't he want me to come either? I never did Mr. Archer any harm.
You don't have to do people harm, Raymond. The mere fact of your existing at all burns people up.
I think that's dumb. As a matter of fact, I rather like Mr. Archer.
Then you'd better do something, Raymond, to make him like you. Corliss, is there anything Raymond could do, perhaps, that'd make your father stop thinking of him as a persona non... whatever it is?
Yeah, what can I do, Corliss?
Gee, I don't know. Daddy's in such a filthy mood today.
Why, what's wrong?
Oh, poor darling. He's simply furious because some man he employs called Jackson hasn't been able to serve a subpoena on a witness.
Why not? Serving a subpoena is one of the simplest things in the world. Like that soup.
Oh, yeah? I suppose you think you could serve a subpoena.
Well, if I couldn't, I'd go have my head examined, that's all.
You make me sick. A kid of your age, and you think you're...
Dexter, maybe Raymond's got something.
Well, where is this subpoena?
Raymond, do you know anything about serving subpoenas?
Well, certainly. Your father isn't the only attorney in the world. I've got a book at home that's just full of legal junk. And I know all about things like that.
Well, would you like to try and do it, Raymond?
Sure, I don't mind. It'd be more fun than sitting here watching you jerks playing ping pong.
Raymond Ames, I'll thank you. Shut up, Mildred. Stop picking on him. I think maybe Raymond really could do it.
I know I could do it.
You mean alone, Raymond, or would you like us to help you?
Oh, I don't mind your helping if you'll do what you're told.
Look, Raymond, if you think you're going to boss people around just
shut
because...
Shut up, Dexter. It was Raymond's idea, wasn't it? Okay, Raymond. We'll do whatever you want us to.
All right, where is the subpoena?
Well, Daddy's office, I imagine.
All right, let's mooch down there and see what happens. Just leave everything to me.
Now, before we continue with the adventures of Corliss Archer, let's listen to Harry James, his music makers, and Helen Ward.
No! about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and in a corridor of the Reeves building where Mr. Archer has his law office, we find Corliss, Mildred, Dexter, and Raymond in a whispered huddle by the elevators.
Okay, Raymond, what do we do now?
Shut up. I'm thinking.
I'm sick of snooping up and down this corridor. Why don't we just go in and tell Mr. Archer that we'll do it?
Yes, why don't we, Raymond?
Because we'd never get to first base. That's why not. Grown-ups never think kids can do anything. I think it's dumb, but that's the way grown-ups are.
Well, Raymond, what are we going to do?
Well, your father got back from lunch, and he's talking to that Mr. Jackson right now. Let's group back by the door and sort of listen.
Okay, come on.
Whose shoes are those squeaking?
Mine.
Well, stop it.
Can I help it if my shoes squeak?
Doesn't make a part of
it. Shh. I want to hear what they're saying inside. Shut up, everyone.
Hey, I think they're just coming out. Get away from that door.
Now, look, Jackson. No more alibis. Serve that subpoena or else.
Mr. Roach, I told you the guy won't accept service. He barricaded himself in the house.
I don't care if he's up in a balloon. Serve those papers on him.
Yeah, but Mr.
Archer... Don't Mr. Archer me, and don't show your face here again until you've done it.
Okay. Nice.
Holy cow, your old man is in a filthy mood.
Oh, poor Daddy.
Hey, you kids stay here. I'm going to talk to this Jackson bird. Hello?
Hello.
You waiting for an elevator?
What do you think, I'm waiting for Santa Claus?
Anything wrong, Mr. Jackson?
Anything wrong, I'll... Hey, how do you know my name?
Because I just heard Mr. Archer bawling you out.
Oh.
Well, don't stand there gaping, you kids. He won't bite you.
Hello.
Hiya.
How do you do?
Well, hey, who are these kids?
Well, this is Corliss Archer, Mr. Archer's daughter.
Oh, hello.
And this is Dexter Franklin.
Hiya. Uh-huh.
And this is my sister, Mildred.
How you do?
Hello.
And this is Mr. Jackson, who's having trouble with that subpoena.
You seem to know a lot about my business, kid.
Oh, he only wants to help you, Mr. Jackson. In fact, we all want to help you.
You see, Mr. Jackson, I'm very anxious indeed to do Mr. Archer a favor, because at the moment, I'm persona non grata with him.
You and me both, kid.
Well, I've got a plan, Mr. Jackson. And I thought if you'd like to come into the drugstore in the lobby with us, and maybe buy us a Coke or something, I'd tell you what my plan was.
Okay. What can I lose?
Only 4 Cokes, Mr. Jackson. Or 5 if you want one yourself. Down, please.
Mr. Jackson, that Coke was swell.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I needed a Coke in the worst way.
Yeah, that's okay, kids. Now, Raymond, what was this plan of yours?
Well, as I figure it, Mr. Jackson, your problem is largely a matter of psychology.
Now, wait a minute.
He's not trying to be fresh, Mr. Jackson. That's the way he always talks.
Oh, he does, huh? What do you mean, psychology, kid?
Well, you won't mind if I explain?
No, no, go ahead, shoot.
Well, Mr. Jackson, the last thing on earth that a process server ought to look like is a process server. And I'm afraid you look like a process server.
Oh, do I?
Absolutely.
I'm afraid he's right, Mr. Jackson. We go to the movies quite a lot, and they nearly always look like you.
Oh.
So naturally, what happens? This jerk you're trying to serve peeks out of the window, sees a heavy-set man coming up the driveway, and what does he do? Bolts the door.
You're telling me. Back and front.
Exactly. See? Now, on the other hand, if I came up to the front door, his suspicions wouldn't be aroused. Get it?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. You mean that you want to serve the subpoena, Raymond?
I'll be very glad to, Mr. Jackson. For a slight consideration.
Oh, hold up, huh?
Well, I think it should be worth at least $2 to you.
Oh, you do, eh? Do you know what I get for serving a subpoena?
No, Mr. Jackson, I don't. But I did hear Mr. Archer say what you were going to get if you didn't serve the subpoena.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes, Mr. Jackson. The air, the gate.
Well, okay, kid, you're on. And if you can serve the subpoena on this guy, you get your $2.
Okay. You wouldn't care to put that in writing, would you?
What?
Raymond Ames, you're impossible. Mr. Jackson looks like a very honest man, and I'm sure his word is as good as his bond.
Yeah, shut up, Raymond. Besides, we're all here as witnesses.
Well, all right. Okay, let's go.
Nah, just a minute, kid. What was the plan?
I'll tell you when we get there. Come on.
Exciting, isn't it, Mildred? Are we nearly there, Mr. Jackson?
Yeah. It's that house across the street there with the big bay window.
Okay, then. Let's all duck in this doorway for a sec.
Ah, there we are. Okay, Raymond, where do we go from here?
Well, can you see the house from this door, Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then you stay here, all of you. I'll do the dirty work.
Now, look, kid, if you think he's going to answer the doorbell, you're crazy. I've been trying that for 3 days at all hours.
Don't worry. He'll come to the door. I guarantee it. Well, here I go. Cross your fingers. Hey, Raymond. Raymond.
No use, Corliss. He can't hear you. He's halfway across the street.
Well, what's he got in that brown paper bag?
Oh, goodness knows. Never can tell about Raymond. He's probably going to try to sell the poor man something. He's always trying to sell things to people, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah. He sold me a bill of goods. I hope it works.
Harry, dear, please sit down. You've been prowling around the room ever since you came home.
Well, I can't help it. I'm worried. Here it is nearly 7 o'clock and not a word from Jackson.
7 o'clock? My goodness. I'm a little worried, too.
Huh? What are you worrying about? You don't have to serve subpoenas on people.
Well, I'm worried about the children. They've been gone for hours.
Oh, they probably went to a movie.
No, I don't think so. They're broke, as usual, and Corliss didn't ask me for any money. Harry, do sit down and relax.
What the devil is this contraption on the ping-pong table?
Oh, you're not to touch that, Harry. That's Raymond's ant colony.
What? You let that little fiend bring...
Don't worry, dear. They're hermetically sealed, and I told Raymond it was all right to bring them.
Look, it's bad enough having to entertain Raymond Ames for a weekend without having to entertain his insect friends.
Now, don't be disagreeable, dear. He's really a very nice little boy, and he thanked me so charmingly this morning for having him.
Well, he'd better not try to thank me, obnoxious little beast. You know what he had the nerve to tell the senior warden?
Yes, dear. You told me this morning.
Oh, I'll get it. Maybe that's Jackson.
Louise!
Yes, ma'am, did you call?
Louise, have you any idea where the children might be?
Yes, Mrs. Archer, they're coming down the driveway now.
Oh, that's fine. Well, then we'll have dinner right away.
Yes, Mrs. Archer.
Corliss, dear, where have you been?
Oh, Mom, we had the most exciting afternoon. Where's Daddy?
He went to the telephone, dear.
Oh, boy, Mrs. Archer, have we got good news for him.
Holy cow, it's terrific. He'll be tickled pink.
Mom, I told Dexter he could stay for dinner. Is that all right?
Well, I guess one person more or less isn't going to make much difference.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Mr. Archer now.
Oh,
hello, Daddy.
Hey,
Mr.
Archer.
Well, it's about time you got home.
Was that the call you expected, Harry?
No, it wasn't. Blast that incompetent fool, Jackson.
Daddy, we have some wonderful news for you.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it.
Let me tell him, Corliss, please.
Yeah, let him tell it. It was his idea.
Well, all right, Raymond. Go ahead, tell him. Mr. Archer, your troubles are over.
Is that a fact, Raymond?
Yes, sir, Mr. Archer. You don't have to worry any more about that subpoena.
What?
At 5:27 p.m., Mr. Archer, Mr. J.L.P. Murphy was duly shown the original of the subpoena and served with a copy.
Are you kidding?
No, Daddy, honestly, he really was.
We were all there, Mr. Archer.
Who served him?
I did.
Oh, I might have known there was a catch to it. A subpoena has to be served by a
person... Don't worry, Mr. Archer. A minor can serve a subpoena if an adult witnesses it and signs the affidavit.
Show him the affidavit, Raymond.
Here you are. Duly witnessed and signed by Mr. Jackson.
Oh, I'll be there. Well, Raymond, I owe you an apology.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Archer. I was glad to do it.
Raymond, I think I must have misjudged you. Here's 50 cents.
Well, gee whiz. Thanks, Mr. Archer. Is this a gratuity?
Oh, well, that's an ugly word, Raymond. Call it a love offering.
Well, I just wanted to be sure that it was in addition to the $2 fee. But there's no hurry about that. I'll trust you. Besides, I haven't figured out my mileage yet.
Well, I'll be... Raymond, are you by any chance planning to study law?
Could be.
Oh, look at Daddy beaming, will you?
Well, I hope he still beams when he gets my final statement.
Dinner is served, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Raymond.
Raymond, if you could
spare time from your second helping of dessert.
It's his third, Mr. Archer. He's making a pig of himself. I'm so mortified.
Well, stop picking on him, Mildred.
Well, it's all very well for you. You don't have a kid brother. I absolutely cringe.
Oh, tut-tut, Mildred. I won't hear a word against Raymond. He rendered me a great service. What I'd like to know is how you served the subpoena, Raymond.
Well, you would learn easy.
Raymond, I think if you swallowed that mouthful, we could understand more easily.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Well, it was really very simple, Mr. Archer. As Mr. Jackson himself had to admit, I just used a little psychology.
Well, Raymond, be a little more specific.
I've already paid your fee, your mileage, and a tip, and I'd like full details.
Yeah, go ahead, Raymond. You'll have to tell him sooner or later.
Go ahead, Raymond. I don't think Daddy can be very sore.
Oh. I'm waiting, Raymond.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, Mr. Archer, the problem was to get Mr. Murphy to come to the front door.
Yes, I realize that. And how did you solve the problem?
There was nothing to it, Mr. Archer. I heaved a brick through the bay window of his house, and he came out like a flash.
I don't doubt it.
And before he had time to say anything, I handed him the paper and beat it.
Wasn't that ingenious of Raymond, Daddy?
And Jackson was a party to this outrage?
Just a witness, Mr. Archer. He didn't know that I had a brick in that brown paper bag. He says that he thinks about $10 ought to pay for the window.
Raymond Ames, for 2 bits, I...
Not 2 bits, Mr. Archer. $10.
Raymond, I ought to strangle you.
Now, Daddy, you can't be mad at him. He's your guest.
Oh, good Lord. He's our guest for the weekend. And this is only Saturday night.